He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor, coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 305. We have a very cool show for you today. A little different twist of things. We're going to go over our apps of the day. We have a gadget of the day. But what I've done is I've taken some unusual websites that I think you're going to get a kick out of, and they'll be in the show in a few minutes. Let's start off by welcome everyone. If you want to watch the Gadget Professor show, it's easy to do. You can just go to our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you're there, on the right-hand side, you'll see a newsletter. If you scroll down halfway, right around there, and you click on the newsletter, and if you put your email address in, you will get all the show notes every Thursday evening as soon as a new show is posted, and that is absolutely free, so you may enjoy that. Gadget Professor Show is heard in 172 countries around the world, and we have you to thank you for that, so thank you very much. All right, let's get on to the gadget of the day right off the bat. You know, I have a pet peeve about hearing, and one of the reasons I have that pet peeve is because I, on occasion, wear hearing aids, and the reason for that is I used to play in a rock and roll band for many, many, many years. I used to play guitar, and I am paying the price because back then in the 60s, the louder the music, the better, and let me tell you, it was pretty loud back in those days. We had the fuzz tones, and all the special effects were just coming into play. And yours truly would crank it up pretty loud and had a great time. But as you get older, your hearing, it definitely took its toll on my hearing. So one of the things I am very conscious of is with my children and my grandkids especially is protecting their hearing. And there have been a lot of articles written on the subject, and I can't even begin to tell you how important it is to protect your kids' hearing. This is one particular article, and I'll post this in the show notes from the Better Hearing Institute, and it talks all about the necessity to protect your child's hearing. And today, with movies being everywhere, you know, 1080p, high def, you know, everybody has the headphones on and from their smartphones or whatever. And I know a lot of you parents mean well, but you put your kids in front of a movie, if you're on a trip or on a plane and they have the headsets on, and you can hear the music, you know, a mile away coming out of the kid's headset. So you got to be real careful, because at a young age, you're going to do a lot of damage to those children, and you need to use protective gear. Just like when you see someone digging a ditch, you know, with one of those jackhammers, they have ear protection. Well, your kids, believe it or not, need ear protection. Their ears are very delicate, and that eardrum pounding back and forth will stretch the elasticity out of the ears, and you can do some severe, non-reversible damage. So what I would recommend is really our gadget of the day. And this particular gadget is made by a company called iClever. And I have reviewed a lot of their products over the last few years. This particular product is their child headset. And it's really a very clever design, if you will. And it will limit the volume no matter how loud you turn the volume up. This will not let it go over 85 decibels. So if we take a quick look at the webpage, here it is. It's called Boost Care, and they make a variety of different sizes, shapes, and colors of these. This one happens to be the Halloween bat-inspired unit, and they make, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 different themes, if you will. What I like about these headsets is they are designed with specifically for kids. Small heads, safe ears, iClever Boost Care, and that's the name that they're using, Boost Care, and it's custom designed for children. And when it comes to children, not all headphones are created equal. The best headphones for adults are rarely the best models for kids. Using the wrong headphone set of headphones could damage kids' hearing. iClever Boost Care over-the-ear headphones are designed with kids specifically in mind. Don't use earbuds. You definitely do not want to use earbuds because you're just putting the sound bang right into the kid's ear, and it's not a good thing. So these headsets actually limit your capability, the sound capability, to 85 dB. No matter how high you crank up the sound, you can't damage the kid's ears because it won't go over 85 dB. And if we take a look at these headsets close up, they do some amazing things. First of all, they're very cushiony. It's a very soft cushion, and also they're very flexible, so you can kind of twist and bend these, and they're gonna take a beating. The other thing that I really like about this is the cable. It's this flat type of cable, and this is not gonna get all twisted up in knots. So it's a long cable. It has your typical jack on it. You can use it in your iPhone or whatever, and it works really well. They're light. They're a lot of fun. The kids love them, and most importantly, you are going to protect your child's hearing, and I can't emphasize how important that is, and they are not expensive. If we take a look at Amazon, let's get that up right now. If we take a look at Amazon here, you'll notice that these are $17, and I got to tell you, for $17, it's a no-brainer. And as I mentioned, they have a variety of different styles and colors. They're wired headsets, a must for car rides, planes, trips, hanging around, or at home. Safe volume control technology. They're environmentally friendly, and they have all kinds of approvals from different agencies. So they're designed, I think, primarily, I would say, for kids from, let's say, 3 to 12. Don't be crazy. Don't give a 2-year-old a headset. I mean, come on, even at 85 dB. You know, use your head. So, no pun intended. Definitely pick up a pair of these headsets. They're cheap. They work well. iClever makes great products, as always, and they'll last a long time. You'll get through a couple kids with these, I promise you, and you will thank me, and your kids will thank me. All right. Let's take a look at some apps of the day, and before I do that, I don't want to forget, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will absolutely answer all the email that you send to me. All right, let's go to some apps of the day. The first one is called Scribus. S-C-R-I-Bus, Scribus. And Scribus is a great little app. It's totally free. What I like about this is not only that it's free, but if you have a book that you're writing or a newsletter or anything that you're preparing and you want everybody to be able to read it and not change it, this will create a PDF for you for free. It's a very robust type of app. Basically, there's not much that you can't do with this, even compared to the Adobe PDF products. And now we're gonna go back and forth between some cool websites and some cool apps. So there's no rhyme or reason why I pick these out. They're kind of fun. This is an app and a website, but this is called A Soft Murmur. And if you ever have problems getting to sleep and you have your smartphone with you, or you have your web browser handy on a laptop or whatever, a soft murmur is going to give you really nice ambient sounds, which will kind of have birds chirping in the background and thunder, rain, waves, wind, fire. You kind of get it. Some people actually like the sound of crickets in the background or a coffee shop. These are ambient sounds that you can just load on with this app and play, and I think you'll find it quite interesting. I use the app often, really, when I just want some background noise and I don't want music per se. So definitely check out A Soft Murmur. And by the way, it's a very well-designed app. and a very well-designed website, and it's free. Everything's free, you know, on the Gadget Professor Show. If it's not free, it's almost free. This next site is actually a website. It's not an app, and it's called Cracked. And the only way I can describe it, if there was a Cracked magazine, I don't know if there still is Cracked magazine, but I was a big fan, still am, of Mad Magazine, and that was a monthly subscription. I think it's three times or four times a year. People aren't reading anymore. As I mentioned, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, Popular Photography, which was the number one publication in photographic magazines, went bankrupt. They shut their doors. I was sad to see them go. But in any event, this website is called Cracked. And if you're looking for some crazy stuff with cool graphics, you never know what you're going to find on this. This particular article today is the sixth most insane Batman scenes ever written. Several adorable animals that will make your heart sing. And just all kinds of wacky, cracked articles. If you want some diversity and are tired of going through the same things and you want to just get kind of some news and just some crazy things to break up the monotony, definitely Cracked is for you. And they have articles, videos, personal experiences, forums, all kinds of things. It's a very enjoyable website. And again, my reason for picking these websites is you'd probably never find them yourself. And being a geek that I am, I have a variety of these sites that I go to for resources to use on the show and also for other projects that I work on. Now, this next one, I know you're going to love. I know you're going to love. And to Mr. Alan Goldstein out there, you're going to love this app. This one's for you. I have a lot of fans out there, including myself, who are doggy lovers. And this page, this website, okay, it's a website. It's called Dog Vision. This is what it's called, Dog Vision, and here it is. So what you're going to do is you're going to load a picture into this, okay, whatever picture you want, and you're going to click a button here. It's going to image process it, and what it's going to do is it's going to show you what that looks like through a dog's eyes. So whatever photograph you have, you could take a selfie of yourself. I guess a selfie means you're taking a picture of yourself. You could take a selfie and upload this on this website, and when it's done, it's going to show you what you look like to your dog. So you can have a lot of fun with this. I'm not going to take the time to upload some photographs here, but it's an awesome site, and I think it's just really cool, and it's going to give you a view that you had no idea existed, and it's things that you don't even think about. All right, our next website. I don't know why I like this site. I guess I do. This allows you to stream music and to make up your own music if you want. And a lot of times I need background music or sound effects because, as many of you know, I host a lot of live shows across the country. And sometimes I just need some filler in the background while I'm talking. You probably want more filler than hearing me talk. But this is a nutty website. It's called Madeon. Okay, and here it is, and you're going to like this site. Now, I have the speaker turned off. I don't know how much sound you're going to hear, but basically you click these colored blocks, and as you click it, you change the beat. So it's kind of a beat creator, but it's also kind of a whole music creator, and it's an unusual site. So if you click any of these red blocks or blue blocks or green blocks, it's going to continue to add on another beat or another instrument. So I have the sound turned off. And what I'm going to do is go up here and turn the sound on. So. You get the idea. You can have a lot of fun with it. And if you don't have a lot of fun with it, you know what? Your college kids or your kids will have a blast with this thing. It will blast you out of the house. But I didn't put the speakers in front of the microphone because it's really loud, and I don't want to blow out this microphone. Expensive mic. But I think you heard some of the background, but it really punches and pounds. And you can have a lot of fun, and it's infectious because as you listen to it, you can create a different beat, a different instrument. It really is a lot of fun, and I think you'll definitely like it. Now, Here's another site, another website. Did you ever wonder where people get these absolutely wacky, crazy, what I call them, jiffies? They're an animated GIF, and they just take a couple frames, stitch them together, and it makes an animation. Well, here's a site called Jiffy. What else? Why would else would it be called anything else but Jiffy? But this is where you can see the latest and greatest Jiffies, if you will, and you can download them and upload them and do whatever you want with them. But there's some insane things. Again, an offbeat type of website that I think people will enjoy, and you can have a lot of fun with this. So check that out. It's kind of neat, kind of crazy, and kind of fun. And that's why I presented it to you. Okay, we have a couple more. This one I particularly like a lot. I haven't used it that much yet, but when I saw it, I said, you know what? This is a really cool idea. It's called Dear Photograph. And essentially what you're going to do is you're going to take a photograph from before and after. And this actually shows you what people have done. So here's a picture of the war in Warsaw, and it's kind of scary thing, but here's a picture during World War II, and this is the exact spot that it was at in March of 2017, and they've lined it up exactly where that photo was taken, and they've done that for a number of different types of visuals, and it's a really interesting sight. I love this one where here's a picture of a little kid, I don't know back when, spending his summers on a scooter, and here's the picture of it is of it today. So they kind of did that juxtaposition. I think it's really cool, and I really like the concept, and you can do some clever things with this. So definitely check this site out. I think it will spark some creativity in your brain if you have any left, and it will also show you what you can do and see places that you've been years and years ago. It's a very cool site. Now, most of you know I rarely, if ever, cover anything to do with games. I'm just not a gamer. Never have been, and I guess I never will be at this point. But here's a site if you're bored out of your mind, and someone suggested that I put this site up. It's called NotPrawn, and this is the site. You figure it out, but it's basically a maze game, and it's pretty good. But again, I have the sound turned off on this. But basically, it says enter the door. So if you click anywhere but on the door, you're not going to enter. So you click on the door, and of course, it opens up, and then you're going to click around to get to the next place. So if you or your kids like gaming, this very well may be an interesting site for you to check out. I have a lot of people who actually use this and play this and enjoy it. But again, I'm not a gamer, so you might want to check that out. Now, I also have a lot of people that for whatever reason, enjoy comic books, and they always ask, you know, what's a good comic book reader? Well, comic book readers basically could be on your smartphone, or I prefer it on a desktop, but Comixology is hands down the number one place to go. They have a fabulous website. If you're into comic books, you can go to the site, and you can subscribe to whatever you want and get as much as you want to read or as little as you want to read. Cosmology also makes a great app for both the Droid and also for the iPhone, and this is the app that you would want to use if you're into comic books, because I think it's the best one out there, hands down. I really do. And the last app today that I will leave you with is both available on the Droid platform, your Google Play Store, and on iTunes if you have any of the iPhone products or Apple products. And it's called PixArt Photo and Studio Collage. This is a real high quality, very high quality app, and it will do pretty much every kind of editing and special effect that you want, including collages. So if you have a bunch of photos, if you want to put type over your photos or just make some interesting novelties to send out on Instagram or send to your friends or even to use as a scrapbook, PixArt Photo Studio and Collage is a free app. Definitely worth the money. It's always an editor's choice, and I definitely think that you will enjoy that. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor Show, and I will see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.